Hello learners, welcome to NIOS. And today we will be covering chapter 12, that is, If I Were You. The play opens up with Gerard answering a phone call which is from a client to whom he promises to deliver the props for rehearsal. After talking on the phone, he starts to pack his travel bag when he notices an intruder enter from his right side. Gerard notices that the unknown man resembles him quite a bit and is dressed flashily, wearing an overcoat, a soft hat, and carrying a revolver in his hands. However, before he can take Gerard by surprise, the intruder bumps accidentally against a table and alerts Gerard of his presence. The intruder, without wasting any time, asks Gerard to raise his hands up in the air. Gerard, on the other hand, is surprisingly relaxed and does not panic at gunpoint. He starts chatting with the intruder and asks his name pleasantly. The intruder starts interrogating Gerard about his details. Gerard requests him to discuss in a comfortable position, so the intruder asks him to sit down on a chair. As they start talking again, he asks Gerard if he stays alone and owns a car. Gerard tries to figure out who the intruder is when the latter threatens him with dire consequences if his questions are not answered. Due to this, the dramatist replies that he often travels due to the nature of his work. He's a criminal who's mainly a jewelry robber. After killing a policeman, he's fleeing from the police, and due to his resemblance to Gerard, he plans to keep him and assume his identity to get rid of the police. Gerard makes out that the intruder is not so smart, but only overconfident. Thus, he plans something witty and lies to the intruder. He makes up a story that Gerard is also a criminal and murderer himself. Much similar to the intruder, the police are also after him, and if he ends up killing Gerard, the intruder will be killed either way. So the intruder believes his story, and Gerard convinces him to go in the garage from where they both can flee in his car. After opening the garage door, we learn that it was actually a cupboard in which Gerard locks up the intruder and informs the police of his whereabouts. Thus, we see that how a little alertness and cleverness saved Gerard's life. Thus, we see that Gerard's presence of mind and alertness saved him from a life-threatening situation. If I Were You is a play, follows the life of a playwright who's named Gerard. This play by Douglas James is an account of how Gerard escapes a killer through his sheer cleverness. In this play, we see Gerard is ready to leave for a rehearsal when he encounters an intruder. Thus, upon finding himself in a fix, Gerard manages to convince the intruder to not kill him. We learn that the intruder was planning to assume Gerard's identity as the police were looking for him. Luckily for Gerard, his cleverness and wit saved him from getting killed. Gerard not only successfully saves his own life, but also catches a criminal and finds a new plot for his next play too. Thus, learners, it is a very interesting story to read. Now, learners, what is the message of the poem? The play gives the message that overconfidence can lead to bad or catastrophic results. One should never consider oneself to be smarter than the rival. The play also conveys the message that intelligence, presence of mind, and keeping a cool head can help us overcome the many problems that we experience. Learners, let's go through some important words from the text. The word cultured means a person who has good education and manners. Sympathetic means feeling pity or sorrow for someone. Assist means to help or give aid to somebody. Mystery means puzzle, something impossible or difficult to understand. Disguise means pretending to be somebody else. Learners, let's go through some important points from the text. Gerard is a cultured playwright. He lives in a small cottage. He does meet many people. He is to go out soon, but before he does, an intruder enters his cottage. The intruder is a criminal and has a gun in his head. He bumps accidentally against the table. Gerard welcomes him with confidence. The intruder asks many questions. He answers his questions with wit, irony, and humor. The intruder wanted to murder him and live as Gerard because he looked like him. Gerard at once understood everything. He took the intruder that he was also a murderer, therefore the police were after him. Gerard explained that unfortunately one of his men had been caught. He was expecting trouble that night. He then made the intruder understand that it was good for him if he went with him. The intruder agreed, but when he was about to cross the door, Gerard pushed him into a nearby cupboard. He then slammed it. Thereafter, he telephoned the police for his arrest. Learners, we have done the analysis of the text, important words from the text, and then important points from the text. But I request all of you to go through the text and the overall questions once on your own. Thank you, learners.